Just past 7:08 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. My name's Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
And I'm Janine Etter. Nearly one out of five California schools found detectable levels of lead in the drinking water, according to recent data from the State Water Board. Lead is a severe neurotoxin that can cause lifelong health damage. Even small amounts of lead can lower a child's intelligence, cause behavior and learning problems, slow growth, and harm hearing. For more, we are joined by Susan Little, Senior Advocate for Government Affairs with the Environmental Working Group. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the State Water Resources Control Board confirmed in an email to the Environmental Working Group that roughly 1,100 out of 6,500 schools that submitted test results found at least one fountain that served water to have more than 5 parts per billion of lead. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. What that means is essentially children attending school today are often exposed to lead while they're on the school campus, if they're drinking from the drinking fountains or being served water in the cafeteria.
And these are the findings of schools where water was tested. How many schools have gone untested?
Sure. To date, about 2,000 schools have yet to submit their results, according to the Water Board, and that the deadline to submit those results was on Monday, July 1st. In addition, we do know not only have schools not submitted the results, many of them, but also we know that even though many of the campuses have tested their faucets, they aren't testing all of their faucets. They're only testing between about 1 and 5 of their faucets and choosing which faucets to test. So even though they may be disclosing their test results to parents, they are in most instances not testing all of the fountains and faucets from which the children are drinking their water, or from the kitchens where the staff is drawing water for the children to drink.
And so what are the consequences of schools that don't test or report?
Right now they are required by law to test, but there actually are no consequences for them in statute.
To clarify, the reason it's important for them to test every fixture is because the likely source of lead contamination is the faucet at the end of the pipeline, not the pipes themselves?
Yes, in the cases of schools, the sources of contamination have almost been entirely the faucet, the drinking faucets themselves and the fixtures.
So that seems like a really easy fix if you find high lead levels. You don't need to lay new pipe. You don't need to tear open walls. You just replace the water fountain or the faucet, right?
That's correct, yes.
But they're not even testing most of them?
That's correct. They have, some of the campuses, to give you an idea, is on average, generally speaking, campuses are supposed to have one water fountain, drinking water fountain, per 150 children on the campus site. And so if you have, for instance, a middle school that has a population of 1,500 children, they should have at minimum 10 drinking water fountains on their campus, plus and they have auxiliary faucets, et cetera, that they would use to pull water from. However, the schools are not testing anymore, for the most part, not testing more than 5 faucets per campus.
And how would you know what the results were for a school in your area if you're a parent or guardian?
Sure. So the Water Board has all that information disclosed on their website. They have a page for drinking water results that have been submitted by schools. And parents can look up their particular school to see if drinking water results have been submitted. And they can certainly also contact their school offices or their board of education to find out what the status is of the drinking water testing.
And private schools don't have to test, is that correct?
That's correct. Private schools do not have to test. And what is interesting is that the private schools, well, I guess not surprisingly, only about 10% of private schools have submitted test results to the Water Board to date.
So how fearful should people be about this information? How bad is it?
Well, lead exposure in children is not to be taken lightly. Mm. We've found, especially in the last few years, data regarding the damages that lead inflicts on children has demonstrated that lead exposure not only causes behavioral problems and learning disabilities at even very low levels, in addition to the other health effects that you mentioned at the start of the program, but we found that studies have demonstrated that, for instance, 1 in 5 cases of childhood ADHD is attributable to lead exposure. Also, studies have found that essentially lead exposure, the effect, the damage caused by lead exposure in children is essentially irreversible and can last a lifetime. And there was a recent longitudinal study, a 40-year study, that demonstrated that children who had lead exposure many years ago at even levels that at that time were not considered hugely problematic showed worse life outcomes 40 years later. Mm. Than their peers, and actually when they were 40 years old, showed worse outcomes than their peers. And in terms of income, the income level amount that they were earning, as well as their educational levels. So we know that lead has long-standing effects, again, at even low levels. So children, children can, when they ingest lead, children absorb 50% of it. And if they aren't well-nourished, that is, if they're lacking in some calcium and zinc and other important minerals, their bodies will absorb lead faster. And so, it's any lead that children may be drinking from their drinking water fountains will go into their bodies, and it will be absorbed. About 50% of it will be absorbed. So it is a concern. And it's something that should be addressed. Children shouldn't be drinking lead when they are drinking water.
Susan Little, how does the threat from drinking water in schools compare to what's typically encountered in California homes and apartments? Is this just a case of finding the threat where we're actually bothering to look?
Sure. Well, most homes and apartments don't test their water. They internally test drinking water for lead. Lead in drinking water is something that it is a contaminant that does not originate from the drinking water source, in that our water districts aren't distributing water with lead in it. The lead is picked up as it goes through the drinking water system and through the faucets in our homes and schools and businesses. So it is something that in large part has not been looked at very heavily.
And should everyone listening get their child immediately tested for lead?
Well, it's always a good idea to have your child, if you suspect any type of lead exposure in your home, to have your child tested. Ask your pediatrician to test your child's blood for lead exposure, especially if you have infants or toddlers in the home. What we would encourage people to do is to test their drinking water for lead and to check out to make sure you can get lead test kits at your local hardware stores, and you can test your drinking water for that. Also, we encourage people to get water filters because lead can be very easily filtered from drinking water. And we'd encourage people to install water filters or to use water filters or even countertop water filters that can be used in the home.
So I want to talk for a minute about testing protocols. One of the issues that came up in Flint, as I recall, was that the local EPA was basically running the water and flushing the pipes before it actually drew the samples that it was testing. And obviously lead levels are going to be higher in water that's been sitting in the pipe for some time. Is there any kind of control on how schools are drawing the samples they're testing?
Sure. So there are protocols that the Water Board has put forward that are recommended by the US EPA. They're called the 3 T's. And they've also put, the Water Board has employed those as well as others when directing schools how to test their drinking water. And typically, they do a first draw. A first draw test is recommended. In some instances, it makes sense to flush water in the event that there is lead down kind of upstream in the water system. However, schools are required to do a first draw test.
First draw meaning first of the day or first after the inspector arrives?
It's supposed to be first of the day, yes.
Mm-hmm. There are some health advocates that are also calling for schools to install water filters on all their drinking fountains. How realistic is that?
We think that would be a reasonable solution in this case if the water can't be, if the lead levels can't be lowered by just simply switching out the fixtures, then we recommend, yes, installing filters. But you don't want to install a filter just to respond to very high levels of lead, because filters can often fail, and you don't want that spilling over into the regular drinking water. But yes, that is a very reasonable solution, and it is more cost-effective, obviously, than taking more drastic measures, or it actually allows some certainty to bring the lead levels lower.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add, anything you feel that folks should know about this issue?
I think that they can, just to remember again that many of the schools are not conducting their testing, or they're not testing all of the faucets, and folks should hold the school districts accountable for this to make sure that the testing is being done more thoroughly.
And how would you suggest they hold the districts accountable?
Sure, to contact their school boards, who are the ones who are authorized, who are setting up the programs and the testing programs, and also directing funding for remediation to make sure that the fixtures are fixed.
Okay. Well, thank you, Susan Little, for speaking with us this morning.
Of course. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Susan Little is a senior advocate for government affairs with the Environmental Working Group, speaking about the new levels of lead found in California schools' drinking water.
And they have a full report showing what levels were found in what schools at their website, EWG, that stands for Environmental Working Group. org. That takes us to 7:21 in the morning. The program's Up Front. My name's Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
I'm Janine Etter.
And now we're going to take you to